One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, still recovering from my high. My golden high.
I know, what happened to Golden Bachelor Clues?
I loved it so much. And I'm still thinking about it, and I can't wait for the next episode this week to see what all these players are going to start doing in one-on-ones and group dates and everything else. It's just going to be fantastic. I'm looking very forward to the rest of this season.
You're glowing. I texted all of my friends. You have to watch it.
It's so fucking good. And hopefully we'll have the ratings out for you tomorrow on This Week in Bachelor Nation. But today we have something else for you. It is a Monday, which means this is going to be a
Digging Deeper.
We have such clips for you today, the likes of which you have never heard. We have clips from the interview that Hannah Brown did with Colton Underwood on her Better Tomorrow podcast. I listened to that whole podcast, by the way. We have...
Did you?
I did.
Beast Stan.
Well, that interview was, I was just very curious to see if she was going to ever address any of the Cassie Randolph stuff, the criminal stalking charges, the tracking device on the car. And you may be surprised to learn she did not ask him one thing about any of that.
I'm not surprised to learn that, Clues.
But we also have clips from the Vial Files. The guest was Tyler Cameron, the great one, and TC. Obviously have developed a relationship over the course of shooting their new show on Fox.
the world's scruffiest man.
Is Nick Viola forgotten in that show?
Well, it's only been out. There's another episode tonight. There's only one episode out so far. Tonight is another one. I will be covering it in Clue's Corner. So tune in if you're curious at all about my take on that. It's the show is like not a great show, but it is fascinating watching Nick Viola and Tyler Cameron strutting around with these other reality stars pretending to be badasses. So we have those clips for you. We have clips from another episode of The Viola Files. The guest is Rachel Recchia. Some incredible tea is spilled and contract violations happened during that interview. We then have some clips from Almost Famous OG. The guest is the very first ring winner, the very first sex positivity player, Amanda Marsh, from season one of The Bachelor. And it's fascinating to hear a ring winner and a runner up from the very first season of The Bachelor talking to each other about producer manipulation, what Alex Michelle did after the season in terms of trying to get into contact with Trista Sutter. There's some stuff I did not know.
Where is he now?
Well, that unfortunately is not answered. But then we round out today's Digging Deeper with two clips from Higher Learning in which Van Lathan is basically just discussing The Bachelor with Rachel Lindsay because he's been watching her season and he's now kind of getting sucked into the pit, which is pretty funny.
I love this journey for Van.
I know. He really, I mean, you'll hear the clips. Stick around till the end. You'll hear these clips. They're absolutely hilarious, but also very insightful. In one of these clips, Rachel Lindsay starts talking about her relationship with Chris Harrison and what it actually was like before the famous or now infamous extra interview that she did with him that, you know, got him fired. She talks about some interesting stuff where she was asking him for career advice and shit and that they were kind of friendly. It's very fascinating, but let's begin this Digging Deeper with a clip from Hannah Brown's Better Tomorrow. The guest was Colton Underwood. This was from September 20th. In this first clip, Colton Underwood discusses why he went on The Bachelor and what he had to do to get the crown. Here we go.
I like, you know, I think I've already said this before, but like going on the show was a weird form of like conversion therapy on myself. Like I was really committed to becoming straight. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to put myself in situations in which I would like have to date women. And it doesn't make the relationships not real and my feelings not real because like I, you know, it was real. But at the same time, you're also making TV and like I was enjoying that at the time. Like I enjoyed the process of like filming a TV show and I had the time of my life. I was 26 when I first like entered into that franchise.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to have a good time. Like, this is fun. I don't know where else life is going to take me. Like, this is fun.
I love how you also still talk. You want to make good TV. I wanted to make good TV too. I couldn't. Yeah. We like to be good at things.
I think that's weirdly what got me the gig. Like I remember meeting with Fleiss and I was like, I like looked him in the eyes and I go, I will make you one hell of a show. And I like told him that in our one-on-one meeting. And I was like, I will play ball here. Like my only thing is just like, don't mess with like my top three. Mm. I'm like, but other than that, like, let's play ball. Like let's make great TV. I'm going to crush this for you. I didn't have a career to go back to. I was leaving the NFL at the time. And I was like, there's no like, go back to your day job after this. Like entertainment was like what I was going to see if I liked and I enjoyed. And I did. Just, yeah. I didn't know what part of it. And until now.
Let's play ball.
I never really thought about this way, but his description of it being a self-imposed conversion therapy for himself.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, that's rough. And you have to wonder, I mean, there's been a lot of conjecture about this across all of the coverage tier of Bachelor Nation. Everybody has some kind of an opinion on this. Did the producers know that he was gay? Or questioning his sexuality or exploring that or whatever when they cast him as The Bachelor. I believe they did.
Yes. I mean, they left in that.
The Billy Eichner thing?
The Billy Eichner saying you could be the first gay Bachelor. It's in the document.
Absolutely. And which then sheds light on the fact that the producers don't give a shit about helping people find love. That is not what this show is about to them. It is about putting people in psychological situations that are extremely toxic, bad for them, et cetera, and watching the fallout. But The most interesting thing, at least to me in this clip, was that Underwood reveals how he got the crown was straight third audience play right to the top. Hey, Mike Fleiss, mm-hmm. I'll play ball. I'll make you one hell of a show. All I ask is that you don't fuck with my top three. Anything else goes is basically what he's saying here. So you look back over the course of that season and it's like, how much of that shit was him, in quotes, playing ball? Was the fence jump real or was that him playing ball?
Stop.
Hey, I don't know. I mean, I know he's come out and said like the producers did fuck him over in ways that were beyond his top three and that he was feeling some type of way about it. Fine.
Yeah.
But when you hear somebody say this, that they just went to the executive producer of the show, the creator, and said like, I'll basically do anything you want. And he does wind up doing one of the most bombastic things in the history of the show in the course of his season as Crown. I don't know. Was it scripted?
I don't know.
Like,
having both him and Hannah talk about how they both enjoy making good TV and that was a goal of theirs. I'm thinking back on all their moments. I'm thinking about Hannah Brown moving the stand. I'm thinking about Jesus Still Loves Me.
Yeah.
Like so many iconic moments. And it's like, I know we'll never know, but I'm like, I really want to know whose ideas those were, how much of it was exaggerated. And it sounds like maybe a lot.
Well, even like Luke Parker coming back during her season, did she know about that? Did the producers come to her and be like, look, we want to bring Luke back and have you shout him down? And she's like, hell yes, bring that boy out here. I mean, that's kind of what it seems like to me.
Maybe.
I'm questioning like how much they knew as Crowns in their seasons.
Right.
And it could be a lot more than we think. That's kind of what I'm getting from this clip. But let's move on to this next clip.
Play ball.
Yes. In this next clip, Colton Underwood and Hannah Brown issue contract violations to reveal an important decision that Colton was not allowed to make. Here we go.
Our last date, I went and met your family, which I'm like, oh my gosh.
Which, by the way, my dad and mom and bonus mom love you and adore you.
Thank
and
you.
You were the number one on the family's radar.
Oh my gosh. That means so much to me because I felt like I kind of killed it with your fam. And I was like,
you did.
Thank you. Yes. But I was shocked because I was like, oh my gosh, this is a really big date for him to like pick somebody to go on. Now, knowing
after being in my shoes,
that might have not been what you wanted to do.
Right.
And, so I think I was just like shocked, more of like, oh my gosh, why would he give up this date if he knew he was going to send me home?
Yeah.
But then I feel now I'm on this side to be like, man, why did they do that? That was a big date for not like, if I was not the person that you wanted to be with. It's just so murky.
That was the start of the spiral for me as far as being like the lead in what happened on my season was I started having major trust issues after that. Cause I was like, I said to them, I remember I was like, I would never introduce somebody to my family that I was not going to be moving forward with.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm wasting my family.
Why do you think they made you pick me for that? Do you think they were already like, we want her to be the bachelorette? Like,
yeah,
why?
I mean, they're very good at their job and they probably had a plan. I resisted it at the beginning. Like that, like I said, like that was like the spiral for me where I like met with the EPs and I was like, no. Like, you cannot do this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, you give and give. Or like, you wanted to make a good TV show. This is what you got to do. Like, it was one of those things that I was like, oh, okay, I am not in control.
Contract violation.
Yeah, this whole thing is. And you can, Hannah Brown's like kind of tiptoeing into a contract violation in the way she's like, because then I was like, well, maybe he's not making the decision and she's like kind of trying to watch her words so she doesn't say the producers. She never says the phrase the producers, but she does get to a point where she says they. She's talking about they making the decisions. Then they probably made you do that. And who are you talking about? The producers, obviously. And the date she's talking about was her final date in the show.
Get her clues.
I appreciate her contract violating. I love learning this shit. So basically the idea was her final date of that season was an early meeting of the family with Colton's family. They gave it to her. She here is now postulating that they did that because they already knew she was going to be the bachelorette. They wanted to give her one more big pop of screen time that season.
Victimization at it.
Yeah. And I think she's right. I think that they did know that. I think they were like, wow, she's a fucking firecracker. She's great TV. let's do this. Give her this final date, because Colton had clearly already told them he wasn't into her. She wasn't going to move forward. Mm-hmm. He knew who his top three was. He was going to get rid of her. And so they gave her this. It's kind of fascinating to me also to hear them putting these pieces together, at least in this podcast, as though she has never thought about this. Like, as though she is just realizing for the first time, wait a minute, maybe they put that whole thing together because they thought I was going to be the Bachelorette.
It makes so much sense in retrospect for when you know statistically the third place person is most likely to be the Bachelorette and Bachelor. And then Hannah Brown at the time was the lowest placed Bachelorette that they had ever had. And so they need to manufacture this way that you are getting on her side while she's not getting as much screen time as the people who continue on. It totally makes sense to me to do this. I wouldn't be surprised if they do it again.
Yeah, especially if the deal that Colton had going in was don't fuck with my top three. So they know that she's not going to be top three. I guess they could give her a hometown or whatever. But, you know, he also mentioned something in this where he was like, they told me, you said you want to make good TV. This is what you got to do. So him saying that to Fleiss was then used against him. And he also was like, he said in here, well, you know, they're very good at their job. A lot of players will use that phrase to justify whatever manipulations might have occurred to them in the course of their season. But it's like, that is what he really means is they're good at manipulating you. They're good at getting you to do what they want. That doesn't mean good at their job.
To make good TV.
Well, in their minds to make good TV, because they think drama is good TV and they think drama is people having nervous breakdowns. None of that is true. I would argue that doesn't mean they're good at their job. They're just good at manipulating you, which it doesn't make good TV necessarily.
They think Poop Baby Turtle is good TV. Let's put it in every episode and every promo.
Whoever thought of that idea to get a turtle coming in and out of its shell, brilliant, genius, very good at job.
Promotion.
Yeah. All right. Let's move.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about. But I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Come on. We are moving on to those lovely Vial files. The guest from September 19th was none other than enemy of shirts, steak enthusiast, the dimpled Floridian, T.C. Tyler Cameron. Of course, they are co-stars on, again, World's Toughest Meat Eaters or whatever, which I'm covering on Fox. Or I'm covering in Clues Corner, but it's on Fox. In this first clip, the great one asked Tyler Cameron about why he has not yet worn the crown. And we get some, not necessarily contract violations, but Tyler Cameron does dip into that pool a little bit to tell us what he has negotiated and why he hasn't had his negotiations or his demands met to be the crown, but not for lack of trying. Here we go.
I think every 3 months when we're or so, we're always talking about, could Tyler ever be the Bachelor again? We talked about it when you're on Special Forces. I think there's always speculation about, like, has the show ever asked you? I know you've thrown out, like, if they made it worth my while, but, like, have you ever really talked about, like, all the conversations the show has had with you to try to make you the Bachelor?
No, not really. I haven't really made them public, you know. But we've talked. We've had our discussions, and I told them my wants and needs, and they've met some of them, but not all of them, and... But also, too, like, timing and place, you know.
How hard did they try?
Like, not hard enough.
Yeah, but pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I asked, my demands were crazy, but...
As they should be, though. Yeah.
Would you be willing to share one of them?
A lot of money. That's the one yeah. And host. Fuck it. I don't care.
So you asked them to host.
Yeah. I was like, after that, because I was like, then they can't fuck you over.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't give you a bad idea.
I thought you said and hose. And I was like,
what kind of season we making here? Yeah, it sounds like okay. A real flavor of love. Okay, you know what I mean?
Is this before or after Chris Harrison?
This is after.
So you're trying to steal Jesse's job?
You know, he's a quarterback. He understands guys coming for your job,
right?
You
know,
but might as well take a shot in the dark. You know,
yeah, you might as well.
This clip is gold. Oh my god, I have chills.
Yeah, it's great. There is something in Vial's voice. Maybe I'm making this up. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Yes. No, you're not. No, you're not. This is part of why I like this clip.
There's a bit of pleasure in Vial's voice at the fact that Tyler Cameron will never be the Bachelor. So, because he knows in Vial's mind, I believe he thinks of himself as the greatest Bachelor. And he knows if Tyler Cameron gets that crown ever, I mean, it's over.
I wonder why he thinks that. Someone's saying he's the GOAT. Week in, week out.
I'm saying he's the greatest player of all time. I don't know if that makes him the greatest Bachelor. I would argue he probably isn't, actually. I don't know who the greatest Bachelor...
Charlie O'Connell.
It's hard to beat Sean Lowe in terms of the process worked for him. That season that he played was relatively spotless. It's hard to go against that. I think he turned in the best season of a crown for a guy that maybe we've seen. At any rate, That part is in it. But obviously, Tyler Cameron reveals so much here about the negotiations he has had with ABC, Warner Brothers, NZK to maybe potentially be The Bachelor. And he talks here about he wants a fuckload of money and he wants to be the host of the show.
I laugh every time when he says, and host, fuck it.
I mean, look, I love TC. We all do. This man's not a host of a TV show. I don't think he's capable of doing it. So, and I believe he knows that as well, other than his doghouse building show on Quibi. I simply think he put that as part of his demands to basically be like, well, fuck you. I know this is never happening. That is such a pie in the sky, crazy thing to demand that will never happen. He knows that. They know that. And so it means he will never be The Bachelor.
Here's the thing. I felt the opposite from this clip. Mm. I felt a glint of hope when he's like, well, they met some of my demands. They didn't try hard enough. And I was like, oh, so you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, interesting.
Meet these demands. And like, what is the money he's asking for? Is it $1 million? Are they not willing to pay him $1 million? And it makes me think like, just pay this man this money. This is insanity that it's on the table.
I don't think it's the money. I think they can get to $1 million or whatever he's asking. I think they can get there. The money is like, who gives a shit? It's the hosting. They can't do that. They're never going to make him the host. So if he's demanding that among, and who knows, maybe he's got other fucking crazy shit too. That's like, I need to be the host of this show. Mm-hmm. There's no way that shit's happening, dude. And he knows that.
They can't afford the steak budget.
Exactly. I think he likes to keep them on the hook a little bit so that he's still got a foot in that world. Mm. He's still in negotiations with them.
To keep the simps like me.
Yes.
Just hoping and a dreaming.
Yeah. Because now it's September 19th, 2023, when this Vile Files is recorded. And he's just still talking about the possibility of being a bachelor. Now, what would that be? 3 or 4 years after his initial rookie season in Hannah Brown. So
you're saying there's a chance.
I don't think there's a chance because he's going to age out of it at some point. But I think for him, that'll probably be like 40. I think he's got a long time before he ages out, probably another decade roughly.
Really? But I mean, he'll age out of relevance.
Will he?
I don't know. In a few years, I think.
We're talking about a clip of him right fucking now. I don't know. Until that man gets married, I think he will, within Bachelor Nation, there will always be people that want to see him as Bachelor. Always.
I think if there is a possibility, it should be met. And the part I really love about this job, though, is what you're saying, Dick Vile's attitude towards it when he's like, so you were trying to steal Jesse's job? It's like, yeah. But we already know that he has been trying to do this.
Yes. He tries to paint Tyler Cameron in a shithead kind of light. Exactly. Meanwhile, dude, you've been trying to steal everybody's job on this fucking show since you were on the show. That's his whole MO.
It's weird to paint it in that light, to be like, oh, you're going to take this man's job. I thought Tyler's quick reaction to it was really good, though. He's a quarterback, right? Yeah. He knows what it's like, people coming for your job.
Yeah, exactly.
That TC Charminance.
Speaking of the TC Charminance, let's move on to this next clip. In this clip, which is a fucking doozy, Tyler Cameron reveals his initial reaction to hearing that the Great One was going to be one of his co-stars on Special Forces, World's Most Fabulous, Sassiest People, which leads to a very interesting conversation about the general population's reactions to Vial at all. And this is potentially one of my favorite clips of today's Digging Deeper. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip and you want to hear the rest of these clips, which involve Rachel Recchia, which involve Amanda Marsh, which involve Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay, you're just going to go to patreon.com/Game of Roses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You get the rest of this episode. You get all of our Digging Deepers. You get every episode we ever do ad free. You get access to our back catalog.
You get 1 billion Clues Corners.
There are a lot of Clues Corners coming hot and fast right now, including Love is Blind Season 5.
Special Forces, Bachelorette Season 1, Love is Blind. I mean, if you're watching Love is Blind, you have to be watching it via Corner. I'm sorry to tell you, but It's premium content.
Yeah, this season of Love is Blind is absolutely fascinating. I hope you join me for that. And for all of this other stuff, we have so much going on in our Patreon. We hope to see you very soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit. You want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit. You want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.